I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Amid the Taliban takeover in Afghanistan, the fallout from the earthquake in Haiti hasn't received as much attention in the U.S. Some experts believe the death toll may be much higher than initially reported, between 10 and 100,000. Even a heart for Haiti with love says the fallout from this disaster will impact the entire country.
People are going to be fanning out all across the nation, which impacts everyone because food was already an issue. Hunger was already a countrywide problem. And now you've got this big concentration of people coming through who have nothing, and people are going to have to share with them.
Nahart says the whole country is feeling the emotional effects of the earthquake as well. Please pray the people of Haiti would feel God's presence during this time of sorrow. And for months, a civil war has raged in Ethiopia's Tigray region. Forces aligned with the Ethiopian government have carried out mass sexual violence against women and girls there. One local pastor says soldiers asked him the whereabouts of a certain woman for this purpose. He says this kind of violence is being used as psychological warfare. Eric Foley of the Voice of the Martyrs Korea says the number of these crimes has even been underreported.
Crimes related to rape in these kinds of honor and shame cultures often go unreported. In a shame culture, a woman who admits that she's been raped brings shame to her family and also devalues her possible future as a woman. She can't get married. She can't be considered an honorable or honest woman.
Please ask God to comfort and protect the victims of sexual violence in Tigray, and pray Christians would demonstrate the love of Jesus. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.